Here, Daf Kufa Beis Nachum the Mishnah. Hazorik min hayam liyabosha. Somebody throws from the yam onto the yabosha. That's from a carmelist to the yabosha, which could be Rishus Rabbim. Or min hayabosha liyam. Rose from the Rishus Rabbim to the yam. Or min hayam lisvina. From the yam that's a carmelist to a svina, that's Rishus Yochid. Or min hasvina liyam. From Rishus Yochid to the yam. From a ship to the yam. Or min hasvina lachaverta. If you throw from one svina, that's one Rishus Yochid, to another Rishus HaYochid, is a lacha potter. All these cases are potter. Because you didn't throw from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabin. That's why you potter. Svina is Kshura is Zubzu. You have two svinas tied up one to the other. Is a lacha then metaltlen mizuluzu. You're allowed to carry from one to the other, you're allowed to carry. And the Chiddush we'll see in the Gemara is that even though both are Rishus HaYochid, they belong to two different people, but you made an Erev together, like an Erev Chatzeris. So you made an Erev together, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Now, the Chiddush is it has to be tied up together, and we're not afraid it'll untie by itself. Are the name and Kshuris, that they're not tied up, the two Svinis, is Afa Pisha Makafis, even though they're close together, and you made an Erev, still a Matatla Mizuluzu. The Erev doesn't help. And since they're not tied together, they're like a Hefstik, the Yam in between, that's a Carmelist, and Erev Chatzeris doesn't help if you have a Carmelist in between. A Ruvah Chatzeris only helps to be carrying from one Rishos Yachid straight to the next Rishos Yachid. But here the ships are not tied to the hefsig of the yam in between. It's also to carry from one ship to the other ship. So the Gemara, itma svina. Somebody's on the svina on the ship in the middle of the yam. Rafunirama moitzien hemenu ziz kolshu. The shallow is how do you schlep up the water from the yam into the svina? We want a heter. Now stamuzet it's awesome with the rabbonim because the svina is a rishus hayochid. What? A svina is a rishus hayochid, and the yam is a carmelist. You're not allowed to carry from a carmelist to Rishus Yochid with the Rabbonim. With the Rabbonim, the carmelist has a din like Rishus Rabbim. You can't carry from a carmelist to Rishus Yochid. So, stamos, you can't schlep the water from the yam into the ship. How is the Yetzer? Rafun Rama Moitzien Emenu Ziz Kolshu. Take out like a piece of wood Kolshu. Umamala. And through the middle of the piece of wood, you could schlep up the water. Look at Rashi. Svina Hamaforish Besvina Bayam. A svina ship that's going in the yam and the carmelis is moitzi ziz kolshu midoifni asvina. Stick out like a plank, a piece of wood sticking out from the sides of the ship al hamayim onto the water leheke biyam, just to make eka kimaforish biyozel. As Bekitzer is saying, really it's muta to carry the water into the ship just to make a little hekere, stick out a little piece of wood and like then throw your pail with the rope over this piece of wood and then slap up the water. Just make a little hecker. That's what's mutter. Rav Chizda v'Rav Barafunir Amri. No, it's not mutter. Stamazoi. No, oise mokum arba. You have to mamish take a piece of wood that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Umamala. And in the middle of this piece of wood, make a hole like and pick up the water through the piece of wood. So drashi umamala. Min hayam umachnes lesvina. Mokum arba. So drashi chalal dalid mokum mechitzis. It means you have a hole that has at least 4 by 4 tefachim. Now on the sides there are mechitas coming down, ketanis. You have a little, at least small mechitas coming down. So like a piece of like a four-cornered piece of wood, a piece of wood on four sides, and the middle is hollow. But on the sides the mechitas come down a little bit. That's what you have to make there. Right? You stick out a piece of wood from the side of the ship. And at the end of the piece of wood, you have to have another halal of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, that the opening is, in the middle it's open, but on the sides it's going down mechitzis. So you say, good astik mechitzis, on all sides of this piece of wood, there's little mechitzis coming down here, here, here. So you say, good astik, all these mechitzis go down to the ground. So obliged now that underneath this is the Rishus HaYochid. And you're throwing your pail down the hole that goes into Rishus HaYochid, you schlep up the water and bring it into the svina, so it's from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. He says, Mokum Arba Mamala. Zemor, Rafuna Rama, Moitzi Emenu Ziz Kolshu. Rafuna says, no, really it's smut to take the water from the yam into the ship. You just have to make a heker, stick out a little piece of wood, Kolshu, and schlep up the water through that piece of wood. Mamala, what's the svaro? Kisova carmelis me'ar yomashchina. We hold, where does the carmelis start in the yam? It starts from the bottom of the water. not on top, but starts from the ground. The ground of the yam is where the kamla starts from. Mele v'avira makam p'tur. It only goes up 10 tefachim. So ma'aseh, when you're in the middle of the yam, avadah is more than 10 tefachim from the top of the water to the bottom of the ground. So the kamla starts on the bottom of the ground. Therefore, the water on top is like a makam p'tur. So mikra adin, you're allowed to take the water from the yam into the ship, because it's a makam p'tur into Rishus HaYachid. Nor a heck of yama, just stick out first a piece of wood and then throw the rope over the piece of wood. So the avira makam p'turhu. Over dinhu, really, who disease namela liboy. You don't even need any hekir. It's enough to schlep the water from the yam into the ship, because the water on top of the yam is a makam p'tur. Eliki hechad lehevele hekira. People shouldn't make mistakes and think that the yam is a kamalist. Now, if they'll see it carrying direct from the yam into the ship, they'll think you can carry from a kamla to Rishus HaYachid. So you need a little hecker. Put out a piece of wood there to make a little hecker. So Drashi kamlis me'ayu mashkinin means yud shel avir. She'nos nur chachomim liyis the kamlis k'dermina per kamla. But say sefesad yud, that a kamlis is like the Rishus HaRabim, only goes up yud tvachim. More than yud tvachim is called a mokim p'tur. Where do you start counting the yam? Where does the kamla start from? Mikakoyis hayam. From the ground, the floor of the yam, mashkin it starts lhu. The aviru shulamalam yud, any ear that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the yam, blies the makam tur. The afilu hein mayim, heavy makam tur. Hilkach patera kashok lechatchila. Therefore, if you have a ship going in the middle of the yam, ship that's more than 10 tefachim deep the water, so the top water is a makam tur, mikra adin yulara take matchila from the water onto the ship. Well, they just want leveling hekeros at Rashi Kamla's Gemura. People shouldn't come make mistakes and think if you're carrying from the yam, maybe they'll carry from a Kamla's Gemura, and that's also. So you have this heker. That's Pshat and Rav Huna. Rav Chizda of Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amri Oyse Mokem Abo. No, they hold you're not a heker. Your mamish have to make it into a Rishus HaYachid. You stick out over the ship a nice piece of wood that's hollowed out, but it's 4x4 tzvachim, and on all four sides its mechitzas are coming down. Umamala. Why? Kosavri. Karmel is misvas maya mashkinim. Where do we consider the ground of the karmelis by the yam, the top of the water? It's from the top of the water that has a shem karmelis. So melo, maya aya smichta. That the water and the ground is considered like one smichta. So melo, we consider the ground of the yam, the top of the water. Yeah. So melo, if you're carrying water from the top of the yam, that's mamasha karmelis. If you would not make this hechatim, will soon be mazbam. But you don't use this piece of wood that's 4x4 tefachim that has mechitzas coming down. You'll be schlepping up the water from the top of the yam, which is a kamlis according to Rabbi Chizda, because we consider the water on the ground like attached. So the kamlis first starts from the top of the water. It goes up yud tefachim. So the water is a kamlis. You're not allowed to carry from the kamlis to Rishus HaYachid. So the Eitzer is to make the water into Rishus HaYachid. So Drashi Arya Smichtahi. V'chol ha-mayim karmelis. Mela, all the water is called the karmelis. It's smichim, it's ovid like thick. So the heter is, we're saying now, if you have this piece of wood sticking out, so since it has four mechitzas, even though they're only a mashu coming down, we say a sfer of good asik. We say these little mechitzas now continue on to go straight down. So Mela Blai is like in this mokum, you have four mechitzas coming down to the ground, to the water. So if you're going to put your pail down through the hole here and schlep up the water, it has a din Rishus HaYachid. Because this hole here makes straight down the Rishus HaYachid. So you're schlepping up the water from Rishus HaYachid into the ship. That's what's mutum. We'll see a sugi later. These mechitzas are really not good mechitzas. Because there's avir in between and you can walk through it. It's called Gedi and Boikimbo. We'll soon see. But for Mayim, the Rabbanim will make them. Like, since there's no other way to schlep the water up, the Rabbanim gave the cooler. And if you have little mechitzas coming down, we say good asik, and they consider as if they come down to the water. So, mainly, this part of the water right here is surrounded by four mechitzas. It gives it a shame, Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, you can schlep the water up from here into your ship.
So what is the takes on the wood? What is the wood is
Rishus HaYachid? Yeah. That's so what I'm saying now.
The difference, the fin is also Rishus HaYachid.
So that's the heter. That's why it's mutter. You can't take from the yam. The yam is a karmelis. Yes, sir.
So
what do you
think?
Without the wood, you're taking from a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid. That's awesome. Listen.
Okay.
No. Listen, if you don't have any wood, then the caramelist, the yam is a caramelist. So you're not allowed to take water from a caramelist to the ship with the Rishus HaYochid. So what's the heter? You have to make the yam a Rishus HaYochid. Then you take it from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Is the Rishus HaYochid. How do you do it if you have mechitas up on the ground? And we say, good after these mechitas come down, so this part of the yam right now has mechitas around it. So it's called Rishus HaYochid. Then you carry from this Rishus HaYochid to the Svina. Yeah. Omalei Rav Nachman l'Rabba Baravua u'l'Rafuna diyoma moiti emenu ziz kol shehu. He says no, it's enough just to make a heck of yalma. Umemala, and what's the hezbo? Because we said the caramelist starts from the ground of the yam. So the top water, since it's more than yutfachim up, it's a makam p'tur. Frek nakasha do zimn in the lek asorah. V'komatalt l'mikamelit l'ushus ha'yochid. Hey, sometimes the big ship goes in shallow water. And from the ground to the top of the water, there's less than yutfachim. So in such a case, you're going to schlep the water up, so there the water is a caramelist. So it should be us, according to Rav Huna. It's true, if the ship is in the middle of the yam, and the ground is very far down, so the top water is a makam p'tur. But if you let the ship go, mamash near the shore, so with the front of the ship, there's not going to be yutfachim down. So that top water is from a caramelist. So how does Rav Huna matter all over to take water from the yam into the ship? Sometimes that yam will be called the caramelist also. Or Malay Poshid Gamrinon, the Ein Svina Malechas Pochas Miasara. We're talking about a Svina. Svina means a big ship. A big ship can't travel unless the water is at least Yutfachim deep. If the water is so shallow, the ship can't get there. Fed Gemara Babahomur Sheislay. True, the Ica part of the ship can't get there. But the front of the ship, the way a ship goes, it goes down, then the front comes up. So the front part of the ship, the point, like goes way in front, and there it can go into shallow water. The main part of the ship sinks in, can go into shallow water. But let's be afraid, sometimes you're going to schlep up water from the front of the ship. Now the front of the ship usually comes up like, and there it's very low, the water. The water could be less than yutfachim deep. And still, he'll schlep up the water from a caramelist. It should be us, according to Rav Huna. And for the Gemara, from Rav Safra, Kishusha Azli Kamur. A ship usually has like sticks sticking out in front of it that you have pointed down in the water to know how shallow the water is. Because you never want the ship to get near shallow water, you're afraid it'll get stuck there. So maybe even though the front of the ship could go into water less than yutvachim, but you check it out before and you have these gashushes, like two sticks in front of the ship, always making sure you're not hitting shallow water. So maybe according to Rav Huna, on a big ship, we're never afraid they'll come into shallow water that is less than 10 tvachim from the water to the ground. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Chiya Baravin. The Rav Chizdu, the Rav Bar Rav Huna, the Yamri, they say, really the top part of the water is called the caramelist. Because the caramelist of the yam starts at the top of the water. So what's the head to carry from a caramelist to the Svina? Is Oysin Mokim Arbo or Memali. You make this Mokim Dalad or Dalad, and you slap up the water through that hole, it's called Rishus Yochid. Of a Shaifchen the day, Hechi Shadilu. But I'm on the ship that had to throw out the dirty water. How did they throw out the dirty water out of the ship? The Chura, according to Rav Chizdit, Shver, you're throwing from a Svina Rishus HaYochid into the Yam, which is a caramelist. So how could they throw the dirty water out of the ship? Maybe Enechlami, they had to throw it through this hole. Then again, take the pitcher and get it right into that hole and throw it down the hole. Because that hole makes the Mokum underneath it a Rishus HaYochid. So the Mura Stam Mestavrim Yisalei. It's not Mestavrim like that because it's Mias. If you're going to throw the dirty water through there, it's not going to be nice to slap up clean water that way. So tomorrow, so the Eitzer is the Shadjiloy Adapton the Svina. A Poshet Eitzer. You just throw the water down the side of the ship, and it drips down and goes into the Yam. So you're throwing it down the sides. For at the Gemara, Rika Koichai. Good, you didn't throw it directly into the Yam. You didn't throw it into the Caramelist. You threw it onto the side of the ship. But throwing it on the side of the ship, it doesn't stay there. It drips right down into Yam. That's called Yor Koichai. So Chura, from Yor Koichai, the water is going from the Svina to the Yam, which is a caramelist. What's the heter? And the Gemara Nu Chiddush, Koichai the caramelist like Gozru, where you're throwing something from Rishus HaYochid into a caramelist. If it's only Dur Koichai, the Rabbana didn't make this Gzeira. Dur Koichai didn't ask her. The bottom Rashi Vika Koichai need the Loizork Lehegi Liyam. You're not throwing the water directly into the Yam. You're throwing it onto the Svina, onto the sides of the ship. Of a meal, me Koichai ain't boiling Liyam. From your Koichai goes into the Yam. The Gezer Teres, about this only Yosem of the Rabbana to throw. from a Karmelis to or from a Shutta Yachad to a Karmelis, if it's only through Koicha, it's Mutter. So the more Minot Taimra, how do I know this Yisoid, that Koicha they didn't ask by Svino or by Karmelis? The Tanya. Svino ain metalklin loy mitoicha liyam. They're not allowed to throw from a Svino into the Yam. Loy mina Yam letoichoi. You can't throw from the Yam into the Svino. Either way, you can't do it. It's pashin because one's Rishus Yochid, one's a Karmelis. You can't throw from a Karmelis to Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid to a Karmelis. Rabbi Yehuda Roime, depends. Amuka Asora. If the ship is deep, you tvochim. Vienna Gavoya Asora. But it's not high, a ten tvochim. Then metaltle mitoicho liyam. You could carry from the Svina into the Yam, you could throw. So Drashi Amuka Svina Asora. Hey, the Svin itself is deep yutfachin, so mainly it lives Rishus Yochid. The Svin is Rishus Yochid. Aber v'yein gvoy asoro. It's not yutfachim off the ground. Trashi asoro l'tzorich Rishus Yochid. V'yein gvoyam means svosa yud min hamayim. Hey, it's the rim of the ship. Even though the ship is yutfachim high, but it sinks into the water. So from the top of the water to the top of the ship, there's not ten tfachim. The ship is very heavy, so it starts going into the water. So from the top of the water to the top of the ship, there's less than yutvachim. So what's the halacha? From the ship to the yam, it's muta. Derech dafne seh, we'll soon see, a lot of do it through the sides of the ship. Like we're saying, that you're allowed to throw from the ship into the yam, how? You throw the water down the sides of the ship, so you only threw it onto the side of the ship. And even though from your koich it goes into the ship, still it's mutter. Abu, it says klo. Again, if you're doing amuka asor, if the ship was yutfachim deep, so the ship is rishus yochid, v'yein gavoy asor, it's not more than 10 tfachim off the yam, is metalt lemitoich liyam, you're allowed to throw from the rishus yochid into the yam, abu lay min hayam lotoich li, you can't pick up from the yam into the ship. Yeah. You can't throw the water up through the sides of the ship. If you're going to splash the water along the sides of the ship, we'll just go back down in the yam again. Hasvino. So how do you get the water up? You have to pick it up. So it's also to pick the water from the yam, which is a karmelis, to the ship, which is a rishus yochid. So drash lochi nokan amuki yud. Why does the ship have to be 10 tfachim deep? If the ship itself does not mechitzes yud tfachim, it's not a rishus yochid, it's karmelis. Then you're allowed to carry from the ocean into the ship, into the ocean. They're both the karmelis. Now, who at the end, the ship is not yud tfachim off the water. Why? Because if the ship would have been more than yutvachim hain, mutal etaltim in the yam atoichoi. Then it's mutal to metaltim from the yam inside. To me kamlus l'shusa yochid, derech mokem turkom etaltim. Why? To tzerech l'sorech li'agbiyas yodil l'malam yud. The afagad the b'shus derais m'shus rad m'shus yochim m'chayv ragavno, kamlus midrabon nivle gozer.
If the ship itself, the size of the ship would be more than yutvachim off the yam, so when you're schlepping the water from the yam, which is the karmelis, you have to pick it up more than yutvachim. When it goes into the avi yutvachim, that's a mokem p'tur. So you're carrying it from a karmelis into a mokem p'tur, into a shus yochid, the rabbanon wouldn't be goyzer there. Hey, since it's only awesome of the rabbanon to carry it from a karmelis to a shus yochid, if you'd be going through a mokem p'tur, it would be mutter. Therefore, the eighth of that, the reason why it's usher, is that the ship is not yutvachim off the water. So you carry the water, mama straight into the ship, but only going from a karmelis to a rishus yochid tosser. But I call part of my shver is the ratio for the Gemara. You're not allowed to take the water from the ocean into the ship to come metaltlin mi karmelis to rishus yochid, because you're carrying the water from a karmelis into a rishus yochid. Why are you allowed to throw the water from the ship into the yam? Come metaltlo mi rishus yochid the karmelis. The Khuri is throwing the water from Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis. So what's the heter to throw the water from the ship into the Yam? Elitz Araya Lav Achuda. We're talking about you throwing the water down the sides of the ship. Ushmamina Koicha B'Karmelis Legozer Ushmamina. There's a Kula. When you're only throwing from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis,
That's only us. The Rabbanim, if you throw a derech koichoi, that means you throw it on the side of the ship and it runs down by itself, there's no isurei tzur. That's muta. Shrashi alav achuda, sheifech sheikh vim achuda, v'en yodim derech tafnesel yam, they go down the sides to the yam, so that's muta. Omer Avuna, Hani Beitzosa Demeshim. He's our small rowboat. If you have a small rowboat, is ain't metaltlin behem. You're not allowed to be metaltlin in the rowboat itself. You can't walk around on Shabbos. If you happen to be in the rowboat on Shabbos, you can't carry 4 amas in the rowboat. Ela biabon in the abor itself. Shrashi Beitzosa means Svinas Katanas, very small ships. Uktsaras, very short. Milmato ad kechudei. Hey, the bottom of it comes mamash to a point. That's where the bottom of the ship comes. Shel sak kechudei shel sakin shekirim kute. Kite, what? What? Canoe. That's a canoe. Something like a canoe. Yeah. Is ein metaltlan b'toychei. Rashi the lav reshus yochininu. The canoe is not called reshus yochin. Why? Shein baruch von arbo milmata. Even though you have mechitzas coming up yutzvachim. But when they come down to the bottom, they're not rochiv, it's not dal tvachim away. It comes mamish down to a point. So this bottom point now is not rochiv dal. It can't be called Rishus Yochid. Rishus Yochid has to at least be dal tvachim by dal tvachim, gavoya yu tvachim. But here, when the bottom of the ship comes down to less than dal tvachim, it's not a Rishus Yochid. Shein baruch ben arba milmato lefikach ein mechitzas v'mechitzas. Therefore, the mechitzas are not called mechitzas. Since the mechitzas come down slanty, it's bottled the shein mechitzas. A mechitzah could only be if inside it there's a shetach of dal by dal tvochim. Here, it's no dal tvochim on the bottom. It's not called mechitzas yochid. So tomorrow, v'lo yamorim, we only say this chiddush that a canoe is not a mechitzas yochid. Ela shein bepochas mishloisha arba. That means from the bottom of the canoe, when it starts to go up, it doesn't get 4 tefachim away within the first gimel tefachim going up. In other words, when the canoe is the bottom of it starts to go up, if within the gimel tefachim it would right away set aside to be dal tefachim wide, that would be called Rishus HaYochid. But anything within gimel tefachim is called lovid. So look at that bottom part. Since it goes up 3 tefachim, automatically it's rochav dalid. So we look as if this and this is attached. So we look as if this rochav dalad is the bottom of the canoe. So look at the bottom of the canoe, it's rochav dalad, and then it goes up yud to be called Rishus HaYochid. But once the bottom of the canoe, when it comes so close, when it goes up gimel tvachim, it's not rochav dalad. So then we say it's not called mechuba to the karka. So meila, the bottom mechitzes are not rochav dalad. It's not called a mechitza. It only could have a shem mechitza if the inside area is at least 4x4. When the canoe from the bottom is going up, less than gimel tefachim up, it becomes abor. But if you have that less than 3, in other words, within lovid from the floor, it becomes wide, 4 tefachim, less than bo, then we don't care. Because lovid is considered like it's attached, so we see the shetach of 4 tefachim wide, that's like the floor of the canoe. When the point comes to the bottom of it, even though you have 3 tefachim up, that's from the bottom, the point to the bottom, when the canoe starts to come up, 3 tefachim, shein rochav dalad, it's not wide dal tefachim, lamata, boidosh leg, via gimel mekakoisim. Filo yesh brocha yud, goiva, filo on top, when it is yud tefachim high, it's rochav dalad, le mishtori. The chivon, the tachtein is lav nechitis nenu, hevele tluya. Since the bottom part of the mechitza is less than heit dalat tefachim, it blives like mechitzas hanging in the air, and that's not called mechitzas. Mechitzas have to be able to reach the ground. If the mechitza don't reach the ground, it's called a tluyas hanging in the air. That's not called good mechitzas. Only by a svina are we mata mechitzas tluyas. So we'll see. So the marvi malinu kani. Let's say you fill up the bottom of the canoe where it starts to come up. You fill it up with stuff. If you have a little kani, you put kani in the reeds there, v'yurvni, or twigs there, then less lambor. That would be called Rishus HaYochid. Because since you filled up the bottom part of the canoe, so you're making the floor flat. When the floor becomes flat, it is rochav dalid, so you have Rishus HaYochid. When the chitzas come down to the floor, and then it's rochav dalid, that's called the Rishus HaYochid. Less lambor. Master Rav Nachman, v'leima good aches mechitzosa. What do I care if the canoe, on the bottom of the canoe, it comes down to a point that here it's not Rachav Dalid, but let's say 5 tefachim high, or 2 feet high, that's where it gets Rachav Dalid. So who the kasher is, like, let's say the mechitza stops right here. The canoe starts to come like this. Here, now it's 4 tefachim away. So stop the mechitza right here. From here up, there's yud tefachim. From here up, there's yud tefachim. Now down, it's not Rachav Dalid. Let's stop the mechitzas right here and say from right here, let's say kudasik. Let's say the mechitza go straight down. Even though the mice of the mechitza curves in and it's more than gimel tefachim high, so we can't say love it. So the chur of the mechitzas first start here. So the chur of the kasher is now, say kudasik. Let the mechitzas come down, straight down. Why do we say since the mechitzas come down curved, it's both of the mechitzas? No, let's say the mechitzas come straight down. Maskel Rav Nachman, v'leim agudach is mechitzasai. Let's look at it. The chitza coming straight down before it starts sloping in to the bottom of the canoe. Strashi, nevelei magud achis mikineged midas rochpon hel yoinin olamato kilu ein yordes ada kakem ibachutz. Let's look. Since the top part of the canoe is mamish rochiv dalid, so there, let's look as if the mechitzas are coming straight down. There you have yud tfachim high, and it's dalid by dalid. So at that point, let the mechitzas go straight down. Miloy Tanya, didn't we learn that you say good achis? We have Yosi, we have Yudoimer. Noyat koneh b'shus rabin. Somebody threw a stick straight, put it straight up b'shus rabin. Over roishay trasko, and on top of the stick in the middle of b'shus rabin, you put like a basket. Trasko is like a basket. Now the zorak v'nachagaba, you throw something into this basket, you should know yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Either basket is way up on top of the stick. Where's the mechitzas? Why is the top of the basket called the Rishus HaYochid? Alma Amrina, good achas mechitzasai. Since the basket has some mechitzas around it, there's the rim of the basket goes up, and the basket itself obviously is more than dal by dal. It's rochiv dal by dal tochim. So it has, and it has mechitzas on top of the basket. So look as if those mechitzas, good achas, come straight down on all four sides. And mainly we say you have mechitzas coming straight down to the top of the basket. It's called the Rishus HaYochid. Name of good achas mechitzasai. Why do we say canoe is not called Rishus HaYochid? Because the bottom of the mechitza slant in, it becomes less than Rochav Dalid. No, let's stop exactly where the mechitzas are still Rochav Dalid. Stop the mechitzas there, and we'll say good achas. The mechitzas comes down. Let's say good achas even by a canoe.
Just as a technicality, why do we have to come on to the
good achas?
Yeah.
Mechitza in the air is no good. That's called mechitza tlui. Mechitza has to reach the ground. If it doesn't reach the ground, it's not called a mechitza. Now, good asik says it reaches the ground. Otherwise, what she says, it's called mechitza tluyis. Mechitza is hanging in the air, not to make a shesiyochin. It has to reach the ground. Trashi trasko. Ain't omuk yud. You have a basket on top there that's not omuk yud. It's not even deep yud tvochim. V'yonu moedidin loy goiva yud. Why do we consider it like it's goiva yud? Shemida sakona oilu loy begoiva. Because the stick in the middle, like, takes up the basket more than yud tvochim off the ground. Even though the stick itself is not Rochav Abor. Elishon Weimrim, the mechitzas atraskel, that these little mechitzas that are around the basket, we say, good achis, those mechitzas come down. Venimsu makifus asakon, it's like going all around the stick. The heavenly hekif ha-mechitzas minakar kolamalo. It lies like the mechitzas mama start on the ground and go up to the basket. Lishav yereshu b'shus yochid. So the top of the basket becomes Rishus HaYochid. If you throw from Rishus HaRabim and land on top of the basket, the chur, you'll be chayiv. Name a good achas mechitzosa. So the Mormaskev lo Rav Yosef, who lo Yishmi lo, didn't you hear? Lo ho di Yom Rav Yud, Yom Rav, Omoto bo Mishum Rav Yechiyah. They said over the name of Rav Yechiyah. V'toni Allah, they learned on this din of a traskel, v'chachom and poitrim, v'chom na pata, v'chom don't open this for a good achas. Even though the basket is hanging in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, and the basket on top has a little bit of mechitzas, but we don't say the svar of the mechitzas come down. So now the basket on top is in the Mokim Ptur, and it has no mechitzas, so it's mamash a Mokim Ptur. So if you throw something up, there you potter. That's the Chum say. Rashi Motabo Yesh Matin Bedov Lachri of Leimash Amchiyomam. The Chum Poitrim. Alma lo yamrina good achis, lahate mechitzas tluya. Mechitzas that are hanging in the air, we do not consider as if the mechitza a svar good achas. The mechitzas come down. That's some svar good achas. Like Lachol Moshe Sinai, you'd say. Certain times we'll see later in Erevim, we do say good achas. But to say since you have a little mechitza in the air, we look as if it comes down automatically. The Chum say, no, you don't say that. Therefore, the basket on top is a mokum pter in your potter. So when it's good vayeknu, you don't say good achis. Because the chom passed, we passed like a chomin, you don't say good achis. Omla yabaya, the yatloi tizgra, don't you hold like this? Shrashi the amri kai gavna, that we do say good achis? Avinya raya, we do say good achis. Viatanya, omud b'shusarabim. You have an omud, a stool in the Rishus Rabin, a full box. The Gavoya Soris, Mamish Yutvachim Hoy. The Rochiv Dalad, on top of it, it's Rochiv Dalad. So the Chur of the Yom, it's like a plank, what do you call it? A stand in Rishus Rabin. That's Gavoya Yud, 10 Tvachim Hoy, and it's on top, it's Rochiv Dalad by Dalad. The Yain Biyikra Dalad. When it starts to come down, the bottom of the stand is not Rochav Dalad B'Dalad anymore. The Yesh B'Kotzeh Shalei Gimel. The bottom of the stand is only Gimel by Gimel. You have like a stand.